is the Talking Tigers podcast, presented by the Alabama Department of Public Health. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Protect yourself and others by staying current on all vaccines, including respiratory virus vaccines. Visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM to learn more. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Andy Burcham, with this week's Talking Tigers podcast.
June has been one of the most intense times for college football recruiting, and that's certainly the case for Auburn. Between official visits and camps, Auburn brought numerous potential student-athletes to campus. One of the key cogs to Auburn's recruiting strategy is Will Redmond. He is Auburn's general manager for player personnel. His career began in the sports information office at Tennessee. When he made the move to football, he cleaned floors at night to fund his passion for college football. Auburn's GM for player personnel, Will Redmond, is featured in part two of this Talking Tigers podcast, brought to you by Alabama Public Health.
Let's pivot and talk transfer portal.
Sure.
For someone in your role, my gosh, I just can't even imagine the impact that single change in rules has on someone in your job. Is it every day that you deal with the transfer portal?
In some facet.
Okay.
Yep. And we're big in our building, and this is a phrase I like to use. It's roster management. It's not roster reaction. And so
Right. Having
genuine relationships with players, with a coaching staff, right, which Coach Freeze believes adamantly in, helps you navigate some of those things to anticipate things that may be coming down the road for your roster, because you got 85 scholarships.
Right.
As one leaves, you got 84. You got to get back to 85. And so you got to be able to anticipate some of those natural changes that are taking place in our scope and our landscape. And it is. It, in some way, shape, or form, it's every single day. And that's okay. That is the world we live in, and you have to embrace and accept it, and you have to strap your boots up every day and know and understand, like, all right, there could be a curveball that we got to hit today. And because, like I said earlier, no one day is the same. I love that about the job. Well, the portal makes that interesting and keeps you on your toes. That's for certain. And you just try and have as many relationships with the kids as possible. And because whether you don't choose them at the time of their signing in high school or whether they choose somebody else, that relationship may come back around. Those phone numbers may pop up on your phone after somebody's hit the transfer portal, and you continue to dive on that character and that football character and what's transpired with that individual at the current institution they were at. And you navigate it as best you can. Nobody's got all the answers. To say that there's somebody who's got the formula how this thing works the best would be a lie. And so we're learning as we go, and we make the decisions in every facet. I'm a firm believer in this and what we do in player personnel and roster management. We make decisions based off the information we have at that time, and we have to be steadfast and strong in our beliefs in those decisions to ultimately make our roster and our program better.
Who makes the final decision?
Well, Coach Freeze is the head man. He is the one that ultimately is going to look to everyone in the room and say, do we like this player? Why do we like this player? And then he'll give his opinion as well. And ultimately, he's got over 51% of the vote. He is the head man. He's the head football coach. And there's probably nobody I'd rather have with that much say, to be honest with you. He understands players. He understands people. He has been around elite athletes. He has evaluated, developed, and sent on to the NFL numerous NFL draft picks, great, you know, first name type players. You say DK, and you know that's DK Metcalf. You know, that's a player that played for him at Ole Miss. He is synonymous with those people who are some of the best at their position in the National Football League. Laramie Tunsil, I mean, you know those individuals and their time at Ole Miss because of Hugh Freeze coaching them, developing them, and then sending them on to the NFL, which is neat.
Did you have a connection with Hugh Freeze until that text that you received on New Year's Day at the bowl game?
I did not. No, I did not. And that text came from another individual within the building and a good friend of mine named Tim Baggett, who works in our department with player personnel. And I think what Coach was looking for, he was gathering names. He's very collaborative in his decision-making process, which has been so neat to see and be a part of. And that's how I received that text message. But no previous relationship. Had obviously been an admirer from afar as to what he has been able to do in his career. And he's won everywhere he's been. And there's reason to believe that will continue here at Auburn.
Granted, you've not gone through a season yet.
Sure.
With Auburn. Give me an idea of the day in the life of Will Redmond in May, June, as you guys now gear up for the 2024 season.
Sure. Yeah, coming out of this transfer portal cycle, having currently our coaches out on the road for spring evaluations in this contact period, we get one contact with a prospective student athlete who's a rising senior, right, as the calendar turns, with their families at an institution at a high school. And we can meet with them. And so we have to be incredibly strategic with how we use that one visit. And so right now it's a little bit of a chess match going back and forth to saying, all right, what's important within the narrative of this player? You know, if mom can only meet on Tuesday, once she gets off work, or dad can only meet on this day, what's the most important day to go? Or does he have practice that day? Do we need to see the student athlete move around in pads at his high school practice and get a live evaluation? Or is this more of a trip, like I was saying earlier, to really evaluate the person off the field? You know, knowing the narratives of these kids is what you got to have and understand. And so that builds out kind of the chess moves you make as a program here in May. Then we're gearing up and getting ready here in June for our summer camp circuit, bringing in some of the best prospective student athletes in the country at all levels of high school ball in to compete and perform for our coaches, and getting, again, that live evaluation of the player here on our campus, whether that's getting verifiable 40 times, right? Putting the guys through a combine type circuit to figure out the overall athletic and measurable type statures of these individuals, to then seeing how they work with other teammates and players. And ultimately, do our coaches enjoy coaching them? And our selling point to these kids is, hey, you're trying to make big boy decisions. You need to come work with our staff and figure out if these are the guys you want to be coached by. We can sell that because we know if you come in and you work with our coaches, you're going to love your experience, because those guys are the same day in and day out, because that's who Coach Freeze has hired to be part of this program. High character individuals who pour into their student athletes day in and day out and get the most out of them on the football field on Saturdays. And so as we continue to build this thing, having those camps and those exposures with these players is invaluable. We'll also have the official visits for, again, these rising senior prospects getting ready to build on to this current class right now, which is a consensus top 10 class in the country, and continue to add great people and players to that. So that's kind of what we're headed into the summer months. Get a little time off in July. Looking forward to getting over to Lake Martin a little bit with the family and spending some quality time with family before we get cranked up in August. And by the time we get to August, my wife can tell I'm pacing around the house. She's like, you're ready to go, aren't you? It's like, I'm ready to go. It's time to go.
How do you handle the transfer portal, and kind of give us an example of a player that is already signed with Auburn or is sure. here at Auburn? Obviously, we can't talk prospective sure. student athletes at this point, but how does that occur? Take us behind the scenes, if you would.
Yes. So certainly needs in the transfer portal come from evaluations of your own roster, right? Knowing and understanding, again, those narratives of where your roster's headed and where you could infuse a little bit of talent to help.
Wide receiver, for example.
Wide receiver, right. For example. I mean, I think you've seen one of the probably better overhauls of a wide receiver right. room, if you will, infusing talent, youthful and experienced, into that room to give our quarterback the best opportunity to succeed on Saturdays. And so Keandre Lambert-Smith is a player of note that it seems to be getting quite a bit of attention online, right. which is neat. And Keandre is a seasoned veteran college football player by way of Penn State. Saw a need here for bringing in a guy who can come in and help mentor some of the incredibly talented younger players that were just signed. You know, Auburn put in the work and did it. I watched it from afar, didn't have much luck, but watched it from afar as they put together arguably the best wide receiver class in the country in this 2024 signing class. And so bringing another veteran player who's played at a high level, has a lot of snaps under his belt, to come in and show these guys what this looks like from a workmanlike mentality can only help you. You know, some of your best recruiters, your best influencers and leaders on your team are the guys sitting in your team room. They're the players. You've got to have a player-led group that catches the vision of the head coach's belief in how his program should run, to infuse that into your younger players to ensure the culture is where you want it to go. And Keandre was somebody we identified going into the transfer portal that could come in and help us do that. Now, here's the best part about the portal. You can read everything you want online. Pundits can say whatever they want. These guys have to come and do it. At the end of the day, you have to perform and put your best stuff on tape. He's coming here with one more year of eligibility. this is, in essence, right, in terms of pro football, somewhat of a contract year.
Right.
You know, with goals, dreams, and aspirations of playing in the NFL, he's got to give his best to give NFL teams what they need to see. And we're going to give him that opportunity here at Auburn, which is fun. He believed in the vision. Coach Marcus Davis did an unbelievable job in his recruitment, building relationships very quickly. It's a little like speed dating, quite frankly. And finding players, it's as crazy as it sounds, it's a little bit like that. You kind of got to get to the point quickly, right, of what you're looking for in this thing and what our needs are and how you would fit. And to Keandre's credit, he and the people surrounding him, the influencers, the champions, the decision makers alongside of him, saw and caught that vision with the plan that we put into place. And it happens quickly, but, you know, you believe in the player and you extend them the offer, and when they accept, you feel good about it. But to all these guys, you know, they've got to come here and prove it in the SEC. So it'll be fun to see him do that.
Is there a little bit of a celebration when that comes to fruition for you?
Very quickly.
Right.
And honestly, then you're on to the next guy. I'll celebrate when he's scoring touchdowns in Jordan-Hare. That's when I'll do my celebrating. So
it's a great day to get vaccinated. Many children and adults that delayed vaccination during the pandemic are still behind schedule. It's crucial that we take steps to get everyone back on track with their routine immunizations. Children and teens can still catch up on their vaccinations, even if they start late. Make sure you and your family are up to date on all recommended vaccines, including respiratory virus vaccines. Let's all do our part to get back on track. Don't wait. Vaccinate. For more information, visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM.
Talk about your relationship, Auburn football's relationship with On to Victory, and how that factors in to not only the high school student athletes or a JUCO athlete that's coming in, or potentially could be coming in, but obviously the transfer portal as well.
Well, you can't say enough great things about Brett Whiteside, again, Jason Campbell, who I alluded to earlier, that group, that team with On to Victory, what they're doing, the way they are structuring, helping build championship rosters alongside the coaches and staffs here at Auburn is second to none. And I mean that with my whole heart. Quite frankly, it was from afar, you saw the impact that On to Victory was having with Auburn athletics and in my lens, in my view, in Auburn football. And I kind of said, I'd like to be a part of that. I mean, I like where that's headed. And it's a hard job. I mean, it's you know, donors have to buy in, people within the community have to buy in. And at a place like Auburn, that's not hard. Mm-hmm. People love, you know, you love Auburn, it'll love you back. You know, you believe in Auburn and love it. And this is, On to Victory is an incredible example of the ways that fans can give back to putting kind of their hat in the ring and getting in the fight with us as we continue to build it, hopefully a championship roster. And so that relationship is critical. I talk with those guys constantly. I've been blown away by the individuals that they have on that staff, the heart that they have behind it, the way that they're working. I know Coach Freeze is also doing his part to continue with some of the fundraising efforts. He knows, and he had an interview the other day where he told some individuals, he said, you know, the NIL portion of it for a lot of these kids, which we as a staff collectively think is a terrible reason to choose a school, right? You need to go get you a meaningful degree from a place that is going to love and take care of you forever if you love and take care of it back, right? But it's about 80% sometimes of the decision-making factors to where a student athlete goes. And so as the world has gotten smaller with social media, even from a regional standpoint, you'll see kids from the Southeast who go, hey, I want to go out on the West Coast. I know enough to be dangerous about the West Coast because I see it on social media, and programs do a great job of selling them on what it's like to live the lifestyle there. In the same ways that Auburn football is able to sign kids from California out on the West Coast because they see what's going on here at the Plains, and they're like, gosh, I gotta take that flight. I need to go check it out. And because the world's gotten a little bit smaller, players are willing to go other places. But because of that, there's incentive, if you will, to attending those places because their name, image, likeness carries them to new heights. And On to Victory is a conduit to which that takes place. And it's been a great partnership, a great relationship. If I could urge fans and supporters of this program in any way to donate to On to Victory, I would, because I know the heart behind where their funds are going and how we are going to use it for the good of the program and for the good of these kids, right, to monetize accordingly, which the NCAA has deemed allowable, right? And so as much as it's changed, you are in the fight with a good group with On to Victory. Been pretty impressed.
Hugh Freeze's first year at Auburn had to hit the transfer portal heavy just to fill out
Certainly.
The roster. Year number two, and he has said this, I don't think I'm speaking out of line Nope. here, he's trying to rebuild the roster now much more with high school
Certainly.
Student athletes. Do you feel that that is the mission right now moving forward?
I know it's the mission.
Okay.
No feel, I know. Yeah. That is something we talk about within our building, in our staff meetings on a daily basis. You know, building this with the high school player, infusing the culture into these individuals, allowing them to show up here into Auburn, Alabama, to become part of this university. And in some cases, you need what we call kind of a one and done, a one season and done type player. But you want individuals that, you know, when things go your way, they're excited because they love Auburn. And when things don't go their way, it's not a, well, I'm almost, you know, I'm 1 foot out the door already, you know. Mm-hmm. It's got a sting. Losing ain't fun. And the reality of it is probably for the majority of us in the building, we hate losing more than at times we love winning, because when you get those wins, you're on to the next one. You know, when you lose, it stings for a while. And building it with individuals who have the character to fight through that adversity and love a place and don't necessarily, again, I'm using kind of the 1 foot out the door idea there loosely, but just building it with the high school student athlete gives you the opportunity to build something sustainable. Auburn football at its best is with homegrown kids from this region who come in, they buy into the mission of Auburn, not just the football program under Coach Freeze, but the entire university. And they become part of the fabric of what makes this place great. And sometimes with transfer portal players, right, and having the opportunity to transfer multiple times, you don't necessarily get that. And right. so having the core of your roster being from the high school ranks, allowing those guys to grow and develop within a program is vital and crucial to the success of this thing being sustainable. And that is the goal that Coach Freeze has placed on this program.
Talk about your staff.
Have a great group. I have arguably the greatest assembling of people that are passionate about this place and are passionate about this staff. I had the opportunity to bring in Kenyatta Watson, who is a figurehead in the Atlanta and the state of Georgia, you know, middle school and high school football scene. I mean, he is somebody who is one phone call away from anybody, it seems at times, in the city of Atlanta. And so having Kenyatta lead several of our opportunities from a recruiting strategy standpoint and building relationships has been infallible. He is an elite person, a great husband, a great father, and I have loved getting to work with him on a daily basis. Ethan Johnson is somebody who came over with Coach Freeze from Liberty. Several of these guys have, because these are individuals that Coach believed in and saw the success that they were able to build at Liberty and wanted to bring him here to Auburn as a college football veteran as it pertains to being an administrator, a recruiter, a personnel man, and somebody I have a lot of respect for. Tim Baggett is somebody I grew up in this industry with at the University of Tennessee. A.K. Magula is an individual who is a big smile guy. You know, I always tell him, I'm like, all right, A.K., when you're the GM of the Patriots, just remember me, remember us little people. And we've got several individuals like that. TJ and Grant and all these guys have just been such fun to work with. And then Aaron Pittard, who was a student here at Auburn, who grew up a fan of this place and had the opportunity to be promoted from student to employee. You know, you've got these individuals constantly surrounding your personnel group that believe in this place, love it, and want to pour into it and give the coaches what they want. At the end of the day, I tell our guys all the time, if we're organized, we communicate, and we execute, we do those three things, we can go to bed at night putting our head on the pillow knowing we did our best for Auburn football. And they know deep down that this is not just another job for me. And so I'm going to push this thing as hard as I can to being great. And that would be the case no matter where I am. It's a little different when it's here at Auburn. It's pretty cool.
All right. For someone that is fascinated by the job that you do, and it's you were sports information, for goodness. Yep. You were Shelley Poe at one point.
I wasn't that good.
We could all wish we could be that good. But for someone that would like to be in this business, what's the best advice you could give?
Well, even just going back to my own story, you just got to find a way to get your foot in the door. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter what it is, what it looks like, truly, whether or not you're interested in it, go in, make a name for yourself by taking problems off of people's desks and doing great work and elevating a program and ultimately making your superiors, your bosses, look good for bringing you in. And when that happens, you have the opportunity I've found in my career for people to say, what is it you really want to do? And we alluded to that earlier with Jason Yellen back at the University of Tennessee. And that's how you get your foot in the door. It's hard work, it's dedication, and it's knowing and understanding that there may not be a lot of money in it early. You may have your degree and be buffing floors at night in the student union to pay for gas to get to and from your apartment to the football building.
Right.
But you got to do what you got to do, and that's and that is what it is. It's nothing in this life is just simply handed to you. You got to earn all of it. And so for anybody, and I tell people all the time, because I get phone calls, how do I do this? What do I do? And I always try and give back in that way, because I was once that young person trying to find my way in. And the advice that I got was find a way to get your foot in the door and then work your tail off and just watch what happens. Treat people with respect and watch what happens.
For someone that grew up an Auburn fan and watched Carlos Dansby with that cowboy collar and the tiger eyes on the back, and watch Jason Campbell and Carlos Rogers and Caddy and Ronnie and Junior Rosegreen and Will Herring and all those guys. What is game one of the 2024 season going to be like for Will Redmond?
Yeah, that, I mean, it'll be kind of funny. It'll be busy. We're going to have tons of prospects. We already have several prospects lined up to be at this game, but the pageantry that surrounds a game day, no matter who the opponent is, Jordan-Hare is special. It's arguably the best environment in college football, and I've been in a lot of great venues.
Right.
I've been just so fortunate to be in a lot of them. This one plays second field to no one as it pertains to that. So it'll be kind of emotional a little bit, I think. It's kind of funny. My wife has laughed and said, like, you didn't cry at our wedding. You didn't cry when either of our children were born. You better not cry running out of the tunnel at Jordan-Hare. And I've laughed and said, oh, we're good. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, yeah, I probably shouldn't cry. All jokes aside, it'll be an incredible experience. All of those things are funny because all it does is push you to continue to work harder and just to never give that opportunity back and never take that opportunity for granted. And so, yeah, it kind of culminates. That moment will kind of culminate quite a bit for me. It'll be cool to have family in the stands to see me, and it'll be exciting.
Glad to have you here. Thank you.
Andy, thank you. Appreciate your time.
War Eagle.
War Eagle.
For Will Redmond and the Talking Tigers podcast, brought to you by Alabama Public Health, I'm Andy Burcham. Be strong and be courageous. War Eagle.